I'd like right now to welcome musicians Ron Romanofsky, also known as Dadu, and Charles Titchener, who are here to talk to us about April in Paris. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
This is an annual tradition, as is the month of April itself.
Yeah.
Indeed it is. We started doing the show about 9 years ago. It's been a couple of years where we didn't do it. We took it off, and people always ask us, are you going to do April in Paris this year? So it seems to have a momentum and a life of its own. So
what do you do in April in Paris at Vanessi's?
Well, I play the piano, and Ron plays the accordion, and our friend Phil Scholar plays the drums. And we just express our love for all things French and Paris, the great city of Paris. We love Paris. And we love these songs, too. Charles Aznavour, Jacques Brel, Edith Piaf, with a smattering of Gershwin and Cole Porter thrown in, and we even do the can-can.
This year I'm going to be dancing the can-can.
The two of you do the can-can?
No, I don't. Dadu does.
Yeah. This is a new feature this year.
Dadu
will do the can-can. Yeah. I can-can.
So
Charles can't.
You and...
I won't.
You've told the story before, but it's always wonderful to hear about how you basically found your musical spiritual home in France one day. Many years ago.
Well, that's true, yeah. I started, the love of the French music really came out of studying the language. I started, and playing the accordion. When I started learning the accordion, I was looking for music that would go well with the accordion, and I discovered some of the old French songs. I just fell in love with music all over again, really.
Do you sing in both French and English in April in Paris?
Yes, it's bilingual. We do a little bit of franglais, you might say.
Yes. What about you? Do you also have a love of French music, Charles, or does it sort of come through osmosis via
Dadu? Oh, absolutely. And when Dadu and I met in French class, and we both discovered that we love the French language and that we were both musicians, we thought it just seemed like a natural chain of events to get together and learn some of these songs. And they're great. And they're very nostalgic. Most of the songs come from around, I would say, between World War II and the early 1960s or the mid-1960s. So it's definitely a certain era that is evoked in our show.
How would you characterize that era? It seems sort of, I don't know, sweet and a little bit naive and optimistic?
I wouldn't call it naive at all. I would call it nostalgic.
Nostalgic.
And I would call it definitely... music with a lot of heart and soul, and you know those war years really inspired a lot of musicians to write songs, have a lot of heart about them, and you know it reassures me because it's impossible that we're going to have World War III because we don't have the songwriters. So
okay, can you say more about that?
World War III cannot happen. Just can't have it without good songs. Well, and the Jerome Curtins and the Cole Porters and the Charles Aznavours are, you know, they're no longer with us.
It's true. The songs in the show are from an era where it really was about the songwriting. Because I think as popular music continued to evolve in the late 20th century, it became more about production and more about being a star, you know, not so much about good songwriting, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And this show is really just pure frivolity. It's just purely inane.
Because in a good way.
In a good way. So many people are talking about what's happening with the planet and climate change and the economy and politics and all of those wonderful things and the environment. And we're just thinking about putting on can-can skirts.
We're talking to Charles Titchener and Ron Romanofsky. Now, I have to admit... I was channel flipping the other day, as I sometimes do.
Channel flipping?
Yes, I have a satellite dish.
Oh, yeah.
And lately, my mother and I upgraded to a more channel heavy, basically more garbage on the... But I was channel flipping, and I found April in Paris with Doris Day and Ray Bolger.
Did you watch it from beginning to end?
No, but I watched, I'm embarrassed to say, a good chunk of it. And it was the cheesiest thing I have ever seen.
Well, Doris Day.
And what would you expect?
No, nothing. But here we are, April in Paris, and I wondered if you were inspired by it.
I'm just wondering if the Verna Duke song is in that movie, April in Paris. I'll have to check. I'll have to research this.
We're going to play, actually, a song from your disc, April in Paris.
Really?
Which track would you like to play?
Play a song called American en France. I don't know which number it is because I don't have the disc in front of me.
But the wonderful Mary Lynn does, and so she will cue that up and we will hear that. In fact, let's hear that song now.
Lorsque je me demande pourquoi je me trouve encore une fois bien aussi loin de mon pays, voilà exactement ce que je me dis. C'est le vin, c'est le pain, les paysans, les Parisiens, les cafés, les marchés et la façon de parler. Le fromage, le courage, et bien sûr le paysage, les chansons, les garçons, le saucisson. Toutes ces soirées, tous ces beaux jours, c'est pour moi une histoire d'amour, la si jolie romance d'un Américain en France. C'est les mots de Jean Pensat, c'est le cœur, le bonheur, c'est le goûter à 5 heures, c'est l'esprit de mes amis et toute la joie de vivre aussi chouette, les beaux mecs et les baguettes. Toutes ces soirées, tous ces beaux jours, c'est pour moi une histoire d'amour, la si jolie romance d'un Américain en France. Et quand je serai parti, je penserai à ces choses ici, et ça me fera bien sourire, car j'aurai tant et tant de souvenirs. C'est le vin, c'est le pain, les paysans, les parisiens, les cafés, les marchés, et la façon de parler, le fromage, le courage, et bien sûr le paysage, les chansons, les garçons, et surtout le saucisson, c'est mon mari.
And we're talking about April in Paris with Ron Dadu Romanofsky and Charles Titchener. Now that, what we just heard, was a song that you wrote in the style of a French song.
That's right. It's actually an original song, and I just can't resist the urge to promote myself because I want people to know I write music as well as play other people's music.
Excellent.
I wrote that when I was in France a couple of years ago, and it was kind of a love song to France and the culture.
It's wonderful to have a love song that is broader than just the typical romantic love song.
I think so. I think that theme has kind of been exploited
enough.
It's
kind of been played.
It's been done.
Can you give us a rough translation?
Well, it's kind of a list song. It's just a list of all the things
that you like about France.
Yeah, yeah. The wine, the countryside, the people, you know. And just saying that it's a love story, my whole affair with France, and going there and learning the language and immersing myself in it.
They must love you for loving them so much.
Well, they're tremendously flattered, of course, when I show up there with an accordion and I know some of their music. And, you know, I mean, they having the accordion over there is like a little magic passport, I always say.
Now, April in Paris is a review of Parisian songs and songs, other songs too, as we just heard. And it's Sundays, April 12th, 19th, and 26th at 4 in the afternoon at Vanessi, which is at 434 West San Francisco Street here in Santa Fe. The number over there is 982-9966. A wonderful late afternoon thing to do. Perhaps after you walk your little French poodle.
Exactly.
It's perfect. Oh, yeah, we actually have a French poodle this year on the show.
Mm-hmm. Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Does it do the can-can?
It's pink.
No. Well, you'll just have to wait and see.
We just love doing it in Paris every year. And it's as French as it gets in Santa Fe.
That's probably true.
And like Dadu is fond of saying, we were going to call the show April in Santa Fe, but who wants to hear 20 songs about allergies?
That is such a good point, because there's not much else going on here.
No. This is like it's so French, and
c'est très français.
Yeah.
So we've just got a little less than a minute left, but tell us about your other, you've got something else going on too, which is a gypsy band, entirely different kind of music.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have a little quartet called Welcome to Bohemia. And it's me on accordion, Hilary Schacht on violin, Philip Scollard on drums and percussion, and John Boucher on upright bass. And we do A blend of very European gypsy music and some klezmer music and a lot of my original tunes that are written in the same style. And it's music that's good for dancing. I do a little bit of singing, but it's more about the music, more about the instrumentation.
It's toe-tapping. You can't sit still.
We've been playing a lot of people have heard us play at the Farmer's Market over the last year. Yeah.
And this is happening Monday, April 20th at Café Paris.
Café Paris.
Café Paris. On Borough
Alley. Some people say Café Paris. I like to say Café Paris. I'm sorry.
Well, you shouldn't be sorry because you were oh so right. Charles Titchener and...
And I'm celebrating my 18th year at Vanessi. 18 years, Mary Charlotte. I've been there four nights a week for 18 years.
I hope you like the piano there.
I like everything about Vanessi.
Vanessi is a wonderful place, and it's wonderful to have both of you on the air. April in Paris at Vanessi, Charles Titchener and Ron Romanofsky. Thank you so much for being with us.
Merci beaucoup.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.